2.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Ladies and gentlemen, the affirmative team has proposed that students should not wear uniforms in school. They have talked about freedom, expressing yourself, comfort, and many other things. But have they really spoken about the important things? Education is very serious, and there are many problems in education today. The affirmative team talks about freedom. They believe that students should learn to make choices. We agree. But students have so little freedom in their education. They can choose only a few classes. Everything else is compulsory. Most students study math not because they want to, but because they have to. Is this freedom? Even in math, there is no freedom. 2 and 2 are always 4. The student has no choice. The affirmative team talks about uniforms, but they don't realize how little freedom there is in schools. In this debate, we have talked about rich students and poor students. These problems are not only in schools. In our society, there are many problems because some people are rich and some people are poor. In our country, some people have large homes and expensive cars, while other people can't even buy food. The difference between rich and poor people is becoming greater and greater. This can be very dangerous. How should our government help poor people? How can schools help poor people? These are very important questions, and we should talk about these problems too. And how about comfort? In this debate, we have argued about whether uniforms are comfortable. But are clothes the most important thing? How about the weather? Many schools do not have good heaters or air conditioners. Many students become sick in the winter and summer because their bodies have to work in very cold or very hot temperatures. Also, heaters and air conditioners use a lot of energy. Energy is very important, and the world is using too much energy today. We must find new ways to keep warm and keep cool that don't use too much energy. The problem is not only about schools, but about all society. In this debate, the affirmative team has spoken about uniforms, but they haven't spoken about the really important issues. We must oppose them today.